Imagine investigating a murder when the world has 6 months left to live. In Concord, New Hampshire, Detective Hank Pallas stubbornly pursues justice while society crumbles around him. An asteroid named Maya will strike Earth with absolute certainty, confirmed by every major space agency worldwide. The suicide rate has skyrocketed, people abandon their jobs to fulfill bucket lists, infrastructure deteriorates, and basic services falter. Gas costs $20 a gallon when available. Teenagers smoke marijuana openly in the streets, and graffiti reading "Lies, lies, it's all lies" decorates abandoned buildings. In this disintegrating world, Pallas notices suspicious details about Peter Anthony Zell's apparent suicide in a McDonald's bathroom. Facial bruising inconsistent with hanging, missing abrasions on the neck, no suicide note despite Zell's meticulous nature, and an expensive new belt that seems an odd choice for someone ending their life. While his colleagues suggest closing the case quickly, after all, what's one more death in a dying world, Pallas persists, driven by a personal code that transcends circumstances. His determination stands in stark contrast to the societal breakdown around him, raising profound questions. Why solve crimes when justice seems meaningless? How do we find purpose when the future holds no promise? Peter Zell was a brilliant but pathologically shy actuary who preferred calculations to human interaction. His meticulously organized townhouse contained a crucial clue, a shoebox labeled 12.375, filled with annotated newspaper articles tracking asteroid Maya's increasing impact probability. As someone who quantified risk professionally, Zell approached even his own mortality mathematically. He had established a personal threshold. Once the asteroid's impact probability crossed that boundary, he made a calculated decision to experience morphine, something previously unthinkable. He was tracking the probabilities, Pallas explains. He had a number in his head. Once the odds crossed that threshold, he made a decision. Zell's notebook showed increasingly complex calculations, with final entries documenting humanity's survival chances to 4 decimal places. While some turned to religion or hedonism when facing doom, Zell turned to statistics, a rational response to an irrational situation. His carefully planned descent into drug use reveals how, even facing extinction, our fundamental nature shapes our final choices. What would your threshold be? As society breaks down, conspiracy theories flourish. Some believe aliens will rescue humanity. Others suspect government asteroid cover-ups. Most significantly, rumors spread about secret moon bases, supposedly developed after a 2008 exercise where an astrophysicist suggested lunar habitats as protection from impacts. Pallas's brother-in-law Derek has been classified as a terrorist for investigating these moon bases. His sister Nico manipulates Pallas into helping search for him. When Pallas locates the National Guard station where Derek was held, guards deny ever having prisoners there, despite one guard being the same woman who supervised his earlier visit. These conspiracies reflect our tendency to seek control through information when facing helplessness. People want to believe the government knows more than it's telling us, Pallas observes, because the alternative is that nobody knows anything. At the hospital, Pallas discovers a hidden cache of supplies and weapons, suggesting someone preparing for afterward. Haven't we all found comfort in elaborate explanations rather than accepting the terrifying simplicity of not knowing? In a world with an imminent expiration date, traditional ethical frameworks crumble. Suicide transforms from taboo to mundane, with people choosing their exit timing rather than waiting for the asteroid. Hangars barely warrant police investigation. When Detective Andreas orchestrates his death by jumping in front of a bus, a colleague's detached question, "Suicide or murder?" reveals how normalized self-destruction has become. Murder takes on new dimensions as traditional motives become obsolete. Pallas encounters killings driven by apocalyptic revenge, existential rage, and twisted mercy. Some murderers justify actions as practice runs, while others claim to be tidying up old grudges. The approaching doom hasn't eliminated violence, it's merely transformed it. Most profound is Pallas's response, maintaining professional standards despite universal futility. When Dr. Fenton asks, "Why solve a murder when we're all about to die anyway?" Pallas's simple, "because it's unsolved," becomes a statement about human dignity. He continues building cases that will never see trial, finding meaning in process rather than outcome, suggesting purpose exists in the present moment of ethical action, not in future results. Pallas's dedication comes at significant personal cost. His colleagues mock him for caring in a world where caring seems futile. When he shares breakthroughs in Zell's case, they respond with indifference despite clear murder evidence. This isolation extends beyond work. Pallas's dreams about his high school sweetheart Allison represent his longing for normalcy amid the asteroid threat. Their footbridge meeting highlights the sacrifices he's made for his principles. His commitment to justice stems from personal tragedy. His mother was murdered when he was 12, Concord's only homicide that year, with Detective Culverson guiding him through the case. His father hanged himself shortly after. This trauma explains why Pallas can't dismiss any death as insignificant, even with the world ending. His brief connection with Naomi Eds offers temporary escape before her subsequent murder devastates him. Pallas demonstrates that crisis reveals character, not creates it. Pallas's investigation uncovers an unexpected motive, funding humanity's final message. Bernard Talley's Open Vista Institute used insurance fraud to finance a titanium capsule designed to orbit Earth, containing artifacts of human civilization meant for future retrieval when humanity recovers. This subplot elegantly connects the detective narrative with apocalyptic themes. Insurance, an industry built on calculating risk and valuing life, becomes meaningless when everyone faces simultaneous death. Yet the fraud transforms this obsolete industry into something meaningful by funding humanity's time capsule. The Institute represents a different response to impending doom than Pallas's dutiful policing or others' hedonism. It acknowledges the end while creating purpose through preservation. Pallas's decision to leave Zell's recording untouched becomes his own contribution to this legacy. What would you preserve of human civilization? What single object would you contribute to humanity's final message? These questions invite us to consider what truly matters about our collective existence. The Last Policeman explores what gives life meaning when future consequences disappear. Through Pallas's determined investigation despite the approaching asteroid, we discover that purpose comes from commitment to principles regardless of circumstance. Pallas's insistence on solving murders when society has abandoned such concerns reveals that dignity lies not in accomplishments but in our choices, especially when they seem futile. By treating each death as significant despite humanity's impending extinction, he affirms that individual lives matter, even in collective doom. The contrast with his sister Nico is telling. While she sacrifices present integrity for illusory salvation through conspiracy theories, Pallas embraces integrity without hope. His choice to do what's right, simply because it's right, offers a model for finding meaning when traditional rewards vanish. The novel concludes with Pallas alone with his dog, awaiting the inevitable. His completion of his final case, even as society dissolves, reminds us that how we face extinction matters as much as how we lived in times of hope.